Have an excellent weekend. Thanks for joining us on Marlins Rewind. Pleasure to have you. The Chicago White Sox are in town now, the first American League opponent we've seen at Marlins Park since opening week. Your Fish Family bonus code today is Interleague. Coming out of an off day, the Marlins tried to find some offensive rhythm. And for the Friday Night Rewind, here's Gaff.
Well, the Marlins dug themselves an early hole tonight against the White Sox. And with the bats as quiet as they've been the last several days, no chance to come back. White Sox win the first of three at Marlins Park by the final of 4-2. Making his third start as a member of the Marlins, Andrew Cashner got out of the gate very slow tonight. He allowed a leadoff single to Adam Eaton. Eaton went to third base on a ground rule double hit by Tyler Saladino. So the White Sox, two batters in, had second and third with nobody out for the veteran left fielder Melky Cabrera.
Here's the 1-1 pitch to Cabrera. Here's a hard ground ball base hit through the right side. Stanton charges. One run is home. Stanton's throw will be cut. And holding a third is Saladino. 1-0 White Sox on Cabrera's solid single to right. Three straight hits given up by Andrew Cashner to open this game.
And the Sox weren't done with men at the corners. Up stepped the first baseman, Jose Abreu.
Had a terrific rookie year here. Here's a ground ball, base hit up in the middle to center field. That'll drive in Saladino. 2-0 White Sox on four straight hits.
Well, Todd Frazier would strike out for the first out, and eventually Cashner would escape that inning without any further damage. But if you go back to his last start Saturday in Denver against the Rockies, when the final five men reached against Cashner, chasing him in the sixth inning, then you look at his relief appearance in the 14-inning game on Monday night against the Giants, when the only man he faced reached against, and Brandon Crawford, a single to win the ball game. Then you go with four straight hits to start the night tonight. After the Abreu single, 10 consecutive men had reached base safely. 9 hits and a walk against Cashner over the last 3 games in which he has pitched. And it was going to be one of those nights for Cashner and the Marlins. A 29-pitch first inning for Andrew. And after Marlins went down against Carlos Rodon in the bottom of the first, the White Sox got right back at it in the second inning. The number 8 man, Omar Narvaez, the catcher, drew a walk to get things started. Rodon popped a bunt attempt up, but Narvaez would go to second on a single by Adam Eaton, who had 2 hits in the ballgame at that point. And with 2 on and 1 out, up stepped second baseman Tyler Saladino.
2 runs, 5 hits already for the White Sox, and there's a ball off the top of the mound out into center field. That's a base hit. Coming around third is Adam Eaton. He'll score. Going over to third base is Narvaez.
Well, Cashner would settle down a little bit over the next couple of innings, but it was a 3-0 hole for the Marlins when they came up to the plate in the bottom of the fourth. Martin Prado led off with a single. Marlins had gone 19 straight innings without a run heading into the fourth inning. Yelich struck out. He went 0-for-4 tonight, struck out all 4 times. Stanton flew out for the second on that fourth inning, but Marcelo Ozuna walked to keep it alive, and the Marlins had 2 on with 2 outs. They needed a big hit from JT Realmuto. 1-2 to Realmuto is a ground ball up the middle. That's by the second baseman into center field for a hit. Prado waved around third. There won't be a throw. The Marlins are finally on the scoreboard. They end a 20-inning scoreless drought on an RBI single by Realmuto. It's 3-1 in the fourth. Well, technically, it was a 19-inning drought. I should correct myself. It was into its 20th inning. And Miami finally able to break through to make it, at that point, a 3-1 game. But the White Sox would get that run back in the fifth. After a single by Abreu and a double by Frazier, second and third, nobody out. J.B. shucked into fielder's choice. Abreu gunned down at the plate, 3-2 with Miguel Rojas firing to Realmuto for the out. But there was still a man at third base for Tim Anderson.
He last played in 2004. Here's the pitch, and a ball lifted in the air to right. Stanton gets under it, makes the catch. Here comes the throw, here comes the runner, and the throw is up the line. And scoring from third base is Todd Frazier on Tim Anderson's sacrifice fly to right.
That fifth inning would be the final inning for Cashner. All things considered, it was amazing to see him get through five the way things started for him tonight. 5 innings, 9 hits, 4 runs. He walked 5, went intentionally, so he allowed 14 base runners in 5 innings. He struck out 5 through 105 pitches, 58 of which were strikes, 47 balls for Cashner, and he exited with the Marlins on the wrong end of a 4-1 score. Dustin McGowan pitched the sixth inning for Miami. In the seventh, Nick Whitgren came on. He walked the first man, Todd Frazier, with one out. Tim Anderson singled, putting men at first and second for the catcher, Omar Narvaez. There's a hot smash into right field. Base hit Narvaez. They're going to wave Frazier at third. Stanton comes up firing toward the plate. The throw's on line. JT the tag. And Frazier is out at home plate. Stanton with his second outfield assist of the homestand. That's a big out. The second out here in the seventh for Giancarlo's fifth outfield assist of the season. And that is our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins. All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. So Whitgren and then Mike Dunn got the final out on that seventh inning. They combined to hang a zero there. And in the bottom of the seventh, Marlins went to work against the White Sox bullpen. The Chicago starter Carlos Rodon, who was born to Cuban parents here in Miami, spent part of his youth down here rooting for the Marlins. At age eight, moved to North Carolina, where he'd go to high school, where he'd go to college at NC State, and he'd eventually become a number one pick of the White Sox. Rodon tonight facing the Marlins for the first time, six innings, three hits and a run, three walks, four strikeouts, 122 pitches, 73 strikes. He was relieved by a former Marlin, Jacob Turner, in the seventh. Turner got Miguel Rojas to bounce to second, but then he walked Danny Echevarria, and he allowed a double to pinch hitter Ichiro for Ichiro career hit number 3,003, 29th in the all-time list. He's now four behind Al Kaline for eighth all-time. With D. Gordon coming up, Turner's night was over. Another former Marlin came in, lefty Dan Jennings, to face the lefty Gordon. Marlins at second and third with one out in the seventh. Runners lead from second and third with one out. The 1-0 now to D, and that's in the air to center field. Shuck is under it. Etch tags. Shuck makes the catch. Etch comes home. Throw to third. Sack fly for Gordon, and the Marlins get a run back. It's 4-2 now in the seventh. But that is as close as they would come. They wouldn't manage another base runner, as at that point, Nate Jones came out of the bullpen. He got Martin Prado to end the seventh. Jones then struck out two in a 1-2-3 eighth inning, striking out Yelich and Stanton, getting Ozuna to ground to second. And then David Robertson, the beleaguered White Sox closer, came on in the ninth with a 4-2 lead. JT struck out looking for out number one on a 3-2 pitch. Miguel Rojas bounced to first with a second out. Then Adani Echevarria struck out to end it. White Sox win it 4-2. For Chicago tonight, four runs on 12 hits, no errors, 11 left. For Miami, two runs on four hits, no errors. Marlins strand six. Carlos Rodon, the winning pitcher, 3-8. Andrew Cashner, the loser, 4-9 overall, 0-2 for the Marlins. David Robertson saved number 28. Time of the game, 3 hours, 22 minutes. Crowd of 21,090 goes home disappointed as the White Sox win it 4-2. Sox had lost 10 of 14 coming in, but they improved their record to 55-60 on the season. They're 26-34 on the road. As for the Marlins, well, they're now 1-3 on the homestand. They've lost 7 of 10. They're now game under 500, 13-14 since the All-Star break. Miami falls to 60-55 overall. Marlins now 30-27 here at Marlins Park.
Tonight, we'll do it again at 7:10. It's Adam Conley's turn to pitch. First 5,000 fans through the gates tonight get a Cliff Floyd bobblehead. Go to Marlins.com, get your tickets, and show up early. The Marlins Radio Network hits the air at 6:40. Then Conley delivers the first pitch at 7:10. Listen on 940 Wins in the Marlins Radio Network.